Min Post, once again, giving coverage to the debate, the Minnesota Attorney General's debate, and talks about what they learned. Doug Wardlow is the GOP nominee. He is an extremist, to say the least. And when you think about what the AG's office can do, you can't have a state where you have like Governor Walz and you have a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate and an attorney general who's all he's doing is basically suing to try to undo every law that the Minnesota House and the Senate try to pass or the governor tries to sign. And that's what Wardlow is going to do. That is what Wardlow is going to do. He's going to try to sue to force Minnesota to do what Donald Trump says. He's one of these guys that's controlled by this far right puppet masters, the money people that the Koch brothers, Sheldon Adelson, those guys that basically tell the Republicans what to do. He's basically going to follow their lead. And so we pass all day kindergarten. He's going to sue to stop all day kindergarten from going into effect. We're going to pass clean water standards. He's going to sue to basically get rid of all water standards, allowing pollution to be free and clear in Minnesota. He's going to sue. We pass a law that gives us health care for everyone. He'll sue to stop it, saying, you know, health care is not a right in this country, so you shouldn't force it on someone. That's what he's going to do. So when you think about this attorney general's race, think about that for a second. You can't allow Doug Wardlow to become the attorney general. And, you know, he painted off Ellison as being an extremist. It did not help his cause that they were... Okay, if you're going to call the guy the far lefty, the grassroots legalized cannabis party candidate, Noah Johnson, was there too. You know, it's hard to say you're kind of the liberal and, oh, well, outside of him, you know. And, you know, I, with all due respect to the grassroots legalized cannabis party, you know, you're definitely got your niche. I mean, we're going to say that, but there was definitely the demonizing of on either side. Ellison and Wardlow took different positions. Wardlow criticized Ellison for supporting policies that keep the state and local law enforcement from asking about immigration status of people who they come into contact with. So what's Doug Wardlow going to do if he becomes attorney general? He's going to basically sue to force all law enforcement to demand your papers every time you get stopped. That's what Doug Wardlow is going to do. Wardlow says he supports Trump's immigration policies. They basically differed dramatically on national policy, on different issues. They both all accuse of each other threatening to politicize the office by making it a player in the national debate over Trump administration policies. Ellison cited a current lawsuit by 20 Republican attorney generals against the Affordable Care Act and its protections for people with pre-existing conditions, something more than 2 million Minnesotans have. It has become a major campaign point nationally, with Democrats saying it's proof the popular feature of Obamacare is opposed by Republicans. Wardlow said he wouldn't have joined the suit, but he wouldn't have joined the suit if he was in an office, which, by the way, I'm going to call liar, liar. That's my personal opinion. Just everything you say, dude, you would be like, put my name on the top. I'm just saying. I don't think you're being honest when you say you wouldn't have joined that suit. I don't think it's right for Minnesota, but Wardlow said that the state had a great system for covering pre-existing conditions before Obamacare. Okay. We had a bit of a system in place. What we had in Minnesota, and what you Republicans like to keep thinking was a failed system, is you had garbage policies. What the Affordable Care Act did was basically make it illegal for companies to sell garbage health insurance policies. And so that health insurance policy you had, which you thought was great because it might have covered a flu shot, and that's about it. When that basically got negated and your insurance went up, it wasn't because the Affordable Care Act raised your insurance. It was because they exposed that your insurance company was a fraud and they weren't really giving you insurance. So, you know, it's you know, he can say, I'm against the Affordable Care Act, but then I'm for these things. Well, no, you're either for the Affordable Care Act or against the Affordable Care Act. And the Affordable Care Act had coverage for pre-existing conditions. If you're against the Affordable Care Act, you're for pre-existing conditions. And that's just that. It's appropriate for the Attorney General of the State of Minnesota to join with other Attorney Generals, Democrat or Republican, Doug, when it's to be the benefit of the people of the state of Minnesota. That's Ellison going after him. They went after each other. Ellison basically, clearly, I don't think was prepared for the allegations against him. He didn't seem to be. Wardlow echoed his campaign ad, I think two credible, strong allegations of domestic abuse is enough, in reference to Monahan and a 2006 allegation by another woman. There's none, actually, Ellison said. There are two, Wardlow said. There are zero, Ellison said. The 2006 allegation was from a woman who his campaign got a restraining order against, he said. But more importantly to his election efforts, Ellison wasn't always effective Friday at turning the spotlight on Wardlow and trying to portray Wardlow as too conservative. I'm saying this, if Wardlow does that again, what I would highly recommend you do is the following thing. Just look at Doug Wardlow in the straight in the face. And it's like, boy, you sure do like talking down to African-American men, don't you? And just walk away. And just, because he will lose it. He will freaking lose it. And let him. And let him. Because you're not saying anything out of line. He sure does. He sure did seem to enjoy talking down to African-American man, to an African-American man. Sure seemed to enjoy doing that. And if Ellison says that, then basically he's going to go livid because that's really the only option he has. He can't just sit back and he's got to go crazy. And then you can look, it's like, is this really what you want your attorney general to be for the state of Minnesota? You want some guy who's going to blow his top? DFL Keith Ellison, please, if I may, you need to hammer this guy. Because we can't have an effectively running state if we have an attorney general who's basically suing the governor, the House, the Senate, everyone to force a Trump agenda on Minnesotans. And that's what Doug Wardlow is going to do. I'm going to stop these liberal Democrats. And he's going to basically go on out there and try to force, like you said, he's all for, you know, questioning people for their papers. That's a Trump thing. He loves Trump's immigration policies. Is that really what we want the state to be? And if it's no, that's not what you want this state to be, then what you need to do is you need to have some effective counterpoints ready to go. Because like I said, you're going to have, I mean, if the Republicans don't have much in the state to campaign on. I mean, they'll focus a little bit on 8-1. As far as the Minnesota House races. But when it comes to statewide races, there's not a lot they are going to focus on. They're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink to try to portray Doug Wardlow as some sort of misunderstood, rascal, rapscallion moderate. The reality is he's in a far-right Trumpet. And that's not what we want, basically suing everyone and everything as the Attorney General to force an agenda on the state of Minnesota. You got to fight that and fight that hard now.